This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norman Shuley, medical doctor. Dr. Shuley, I don't know if you heard the, during the top of the hour news, it just went by that there's a nuclear power plant that's being shut down today. Oyster Creek, New Jersey, deemed the oldest nuclear power plant in the United States. And a spokesperson from Exelon, company that owns it, says it's always been safe. I beg to differ. I would say it's never been safe. Don't you see any comments on that?
Well, I consider right. Nuclear energy the most insane creation of humanity since the beginning. We cannot control it.
Yeah.
We have no way of getting rid of it. It is a danger every moment of every day. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln...
And what I was thinking... Yeah. And when I think about nuclear energy, I really think it's got to be the stupidest thing we've ever done. And I liken that to someone who builds an automobile for the first time. And they build it and they say, it's pretty neat. We can it can go forward, and if we work on it a little bit more, we can make it go in reverse, and we can steer this thing, and it really works well. The only problem is that the exhaust is deadly. It will literally kill you. And we have no way of dealing with the exhaust from this automobile. But yet, it's going to produce it, and maybe we can capture it. Maybe we can attach a big bag to it and capture the exhaust in the bag. And then we don't know what we're going to do with this bag of exhaust, but at least it won't get loose unless the bag gets a hole in it. I mean, is that an analogy to nuclear power? I think it is, because the byproduct of nuclear power is nuclear waste, and we don't know what to do with it. We can bury it. We can dig a big hole, and we can put it in the hole. And it's there in the hole, but it's still deadly.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Right.
It is. In my opinion, insanity is doing things over which you cannot possibly have control. It's insanity.
Total agreement, Dr. Shuley. I was reading an article about. Right. I was reading an article about diet. Or poor diet. And this is on dailymail.co.uk. Headlines. Shocking. 1 in 20 Britons have not eaten a single green vegetable in at least a month. Health experts recommend a diet abundant in green leafy vegetables, but 68% of people have not put anything green on their plate in a week. In a week. And so here we have the average adult consumes 3 of the recommended 5 vegetables a day, but 1 in 20 have not eaten a single green vegetable in a month or longer, this poll claims in the dailymail.co.uk. So what does that mean? Does that mean just going to, you know, the fast food purveyors? And just having hamburgers?
45% of all meals in this country are junk food from McDonald's and his clones. 45%. In the grocery store, 60% of everything available is junk.
And so what's the difference between those who are healthy and those who are not healthy? And if you look at some of the images from Florence that pummeled the East Coast, and you look at some of these people waiting for assistance, overweight, out of shape, big guts, big bellies, I mean, can hardly get out of their own way. And how did they get that way? I mean, did it happen instantaneously? I don't think so. I think they ate themselves to that point.
Exactly. And that means, and again, Vance, 70% of people are overweight, with 35% being just flat fat, obese, gross. That is about that is like, by the way, that is equivalent to smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day.
There's a survey in this article, and it says, what vegetables have we tried? Survey showed that 53% of Britons polled have never tried okra. Okay. 37% have never sampled an artichoke. Wow. You know, my mom used to make stuffed artichokes, and she would cook them, and they were the neatest things. You'd peel off these leaves, and you would put this leaf in your mouth, and your bottom teeth would pull off the soft part of the artichoke leaf. They were great. Dr. Shuler, you remember that, right?
Oh, it's a delicacy. I mean, that is a treat.
Absolutely. And 13% have never tried eggplant.
Wow.
Well, maybe
all my favorite foods, eggplant, artichokes, okra.
Yeah. Amazing. So people are eating themselves sick. And well, that's what we're saying. They're going to these fast food joints. And, you know, they used to be cheap. You used to be able to get... I remember for sure when McDonald's first opened up on the East Coast back in the very early 1960s, it was a phenomenon. You could go to this place and you could get a hamburger for 10 cents, literally.
So
they were probably a little healthier back then. Then you could, you know, if you really want to augment that hamburger with some French fries, they were 12 cents. And then a soda was probably about 15 cents, if I remember correctly, but we didn't get the sodas. And, you know, so it was a phenomenon. It's like, you can't believe this place. You go there and you wait in line, and they're going to hand you a bag of hamburgers for a dollar, and you can get 10 of them in there. It's impossible. How's that possible? Well, they're not 10 cents anymore. French fries aren't 12 cents anymore. And the drinks aren't 15 cents anymore. But I don't remember people being way overweight like the McDonald's customers are today.
Time. It takes a year or two of eating that junk to get fat.
So here's, class, you know, if you want to do some investigative work on your own, just go into a McDonald's and look at the employees that, you know, the seasoned ones who've been there for a while, and see if they're wearing their hamburgers and French fries. And I think you're going to find out that if they've been there longer than a year, they look like they've been eating there. And then look at the frequent flyers, if you can figure out who they are, and they look like they're wearing their hamburgers and French fries as well.
Well, big guts. My favorite story about McDonald's. It came to Cleveland in 1962. And I went and bought one, and I took one bite, and my tongue said, "Oh my God, this is horrible." As politely as I could, I spit it into my napkin, I threw it away, and I have never been back to it or any of its clones. I'd rather starve than eat that junk.
Well, you know, since I've met you, Dr. Shealy, and since you've been talking about McDonald's, you know, a couple things have happened. One, my vehicle does not seem to like to turn in the direction of the McDonald's parking lot. It doesn't like to do that. And Dr. Shealy, something even more amazing than that is I have never been sued by McDonald's. Have you?
No.
Isn't that amazing? Well, I mean, it would just make the news, right? If they sued either one of us, and then the word would get out that really it is dangerous. And I believe the word that you might use is poison. Am I exaggerating?
Oh, it is. It is. Among other things, they dose everything with monosodium glutamate. Monosodium glutamate is a brain poison.
Okay, class. There you've heard it. Well, so people in England, United Kingdom, are not eating their vegetables. And Dr. Shealy, you said something that is really quite noteworthy on several of the broadcasts with me. And that is that the color of the vegetable has a lot to do with how nutritious it is for us.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Okay. So the darker the green, the purples are better, generally speaking, than lighter colors like iceberg lettuce. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Now, you can buy lettuce now, of course, that has red and even purple color in it.
Okay. So, Dr. Shealy, as a result of, you know, that discussion that we've had on the air, when I look for onions, I'm thinking, well, we can get white onions or we can get red onions. Let's go for the red onions. When we get lettuce, we can get iceberg or we can get a reddish leafy lettuce. If we get grapes, we can get green grapes or we can get dark, dark, almost black colored grapes. And what we've been going for is the darker the color, the dark-colored grapes, the dark-colored lettuce, the dark-colored onions. Is that the direction that you have been advising? Am I taking what you said the right way and executing it?
Absolutely. Right on. Okay. Target.
Okay, class. Is there... And you mentioned... Or this article mentioned kale, and you've mentioned kale as one of your favorites as well. Well, our son makes a really great potato soup, and I like it with washed, chopped kale. And he adds it at the last minute, and it's crunchy. It's small bits of it. It's a lot of it, but it's in small pieces, and it really, really makes a potato soup even better. So let's talk a little bit about kale when we come back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy, there's an article on Daily Mail posted on the website, USAPrepares.com. It says the World Health Organization has ranked 185 countries by how many cases of cancer they'll receive this year. Australia, number one. New Zealand, number two. United States, number five. And the experts, it goes on to say, experts say unhealthy modern lifestyles are fueling the rise in the disease, as well as people living longer. And it says, while cancer is most common in Western countries, deaths are higher in Africa, where health care is worse. Continues on to say, eating unhealthy diets, which is what we're talking about, McDonald's and its clones, eating unhealthy diets with processed foods, not exercising, Dr. Shealy talks about that all the time, drinking alcohol and smoking tobacco, Dr. Shealy talks about that all the time, are major but avoidable causes of cancer. So, if you want to get cancer, here's what you do. Eat an unhealthy diet with processed foods. I would call them extruded foods. Avoid exercise. Drink lots of alcohol. Smoke until you choke. And it will improve your chances of getting cancer.
You got it.
Is that correct? Gosh,
right,
you know, if I wanted to teach TJ, our English Mastiff, how to smoke, I don't think I could do it. I think he would laugh at me. He'd say, "Dad, are you nuts? Why would I do that? Why would I, why would I light up that stick and put it in my mouth? Why would I do that?" So.
Well, you're right. Let's face it, DJ is an unusually brilliant dog.
So, Dr. Shealy, 10 countries with the highest cancer rates. And, you know, so let me mention these and then see if advances in civilization tie to these cancer rates. Australia, number one. New Zealand, number two. Ireland, number three. Hungary, number four. United States, five. Belgium, six. France, seven. Denmark, eight. Norway, nine. The Netherlands, 10. So the source is the World Health Organization. Those are the top 10 places for cancer by population. Now, all of those countries have pollution, right? All of those countries have the automobile, Wi-Fi, cellular communications, radio and television transmitting antennas, municipal transmitting antennas and systems, mass transportation, diesel engines, nuclear power.
Don't forget McDonald's.
McDonald's, yep, probably in every one of those. Now, the 10 countries with the lowest cancer rates, the Gambia, Niger, Yemen is number 3, Republic of Congo 4, Timor-Leste, if I'm saying that right, number 5, Tajikistan 6, Bhutan 7, Djibouti 8, Sri Lanka 9, Saudi Arabia 10. So those are the countries with the least amount of cancer, according to the World Health Organization. So to me, it seems the more advanced society is, the greater the risks of cancer seem to be. And it really seems to track air pollution, water pollution, fast food, extruded food, stress, unhealthy lifestyle, smoking, drinking, you know, all the things that some people would think are a lot of fun. So the more we abuse our bodies, and the more others around us abuse our bodies, and let's not forget smart meters, and television, and the electronics that we have, put all that together, and it looks like that's a great way to get cancer. Any comments, Dr. Shealy, on that?
Well, junk is still junk, no matter where you get it. And it's interesting. I looked up just to see, are there McDonald's in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
And there are. They have sworn allegiance to the crown prince.
Hmm. Wonder what that means. Sworn allegiance to the crown prince. We'll be right back. And I'd like to talk about what happens if you get an organ. Can you get a disease that the donor had?
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 17 deaths are now blamed on Florence. Now a tropical depression. The remnants of the storm dumping rain now on the Virginias and parts of Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Bill Saffo, the mayor of Wilmington, North Carolina, says,
we'll get through it. We're resilient down here. We live here on the coast because we love living here. But you have to take in consideration these things are going to happen from time to time.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh again denying an allegation of sexual misconduct. The White House releasing a new statement from Kavanaugh calling it a completely false allegation. The federal judge says he has, quote, never done anything like what the accuser describes to her or to anyone else. A California woman alleges Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were going to high school. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What? Keep it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, so for those wishing to be in the Springfield Village and wanting to come see you at your clinic, what number should they call?
417-351-5221.
Class, that's the number I call, 417-351-5221 during normal business hours. And we're in Central Time here in Missouri. Dr. Shealy's clinic is in Springfield, Missouri, 417-351-5221. 4171. You might want to write that down, 417-351-5221. It's also available on the website normshealy.com and USA Prepares. Dr. Shealy, very quickly, kale. And kale, K-A-L-E is how it's spelled, class. It's a leafy vegetable. It's kind of like cabbage or broccoli or, you know, that type of vegetable. It's crunchy, and sometimes it has green leaves, dark green or purple. It can have a smooth or a curly shape. But the vitamins, wow, it's got vitamin A, vitamin K, C, B6, manganese, calcium, copper, potassium, and magnesium. Now, you can get a nice dose of all those vitamins by just eating a cup of kale a day. And it's got fiber in the stems. So, Dr. Shealy, is that about what you'd recommend, or do you recommend a different?
No, absolutely. It is literally my favorite vegetable. I don't know why. It just has been for probably 40 years. And I even keep a dried kale powder in case I ever run out of the fresh stuff.
Okay. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Just wondering, Vince, have you heard the new millennial definition for live green food?
I can't wait.
It's a Big Mac that's been left underneath the seat for about 3 months. Dr. Shealy, the reason I called actually is to find out, did you find out anything more on that that study for dandelion root that I mentioned last week?
I did indeed, and I am now drinking dandelion root tea. It is unequivocal. It is one of the greatest anti-cancer natural products known.
Wow.
Okay, Dr. Shealy, now, right after the broadcast, I'm going to go out and dig up some dandelion roots. Can you tell us how to make dandelion tea?
Well, I buy organic raw dandelion tea in little packets.
Okay. All right.
Obviously, so, you're going to dig your own root, and if you're going to dig your own root, I would scrub it carefully with steel wool or something like that to get all the roots and dirt off the root. And then I would chop it into little pieces and pour boiling water over it.
Okay. When I make tea, Dr. Shealy, here's what I do, and I'd like some criticism from both you and Kyle in Montana. What I do is if I'm going to use a tea bag, I have one of those glass carafes that come with like a Bun coffee maker. It's glass, and we have so I will fill that up with filtered ProPure water from our well, and then I'll put a tea bag in there, and I'll make sure that the tag doesn't go into the water, and I will heat it slowly, not until it boils, but almost. And then I'll let it steep. And then I take the tea bag out after, let's say, 5 minutes. That's how I make tea. Now, if I were going to do the same thing with dandelion, cut up, cleaned dandelion root pieces, would I do something similar, or would I leave the cut up pieces in the tea longer?
I'd probably leave them at least 10 minutes, especially when it's raw. Now, if you dry it, obviously, you could collect all summer enough dandelion root and wash it clean and let it dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you wouldn't have to leave it steeping quite as long.
And the reason I take the bag out is I don't know what those tea bags are made out of. I haven't done the research. And I don't want whatever that material is to dissolve into the water. And I don't want to drink the tea bag itself. The tea is fine. Not the tea bag. So that's why I take it out. And probably what I should do is cut open the tea bag, but I don't want to drink the filaments of the tea bag either. So it is kind of a tricky situation. Kyle, what are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I agree, Vince. You always do things just about as perfect as they can be done. My question to Dr. Shealy, what about a tincture on this? Because I've had a tincture going now, and I did it this last spring for probably 3 or 4 months. It's quite colored. I mean, kind of a darker tan from all the dandelion root that I put like maybe 15 different longer cut up roots in there, and 50% vodka and half and distilled water then with that, and it's been soaking for I don't know months. But did the report that I mentioned to you say anything about whether it would be better as tincture or tea or raw, or did it have any preference?
The major thing, I've found a number of articles, and the major word is a tea. But tincture is also mentioned. Now, personally, I just don't particularly like the taste of tinctures.
Okay.
Do we have to be concerned, Dr. Shealy, do we have to be concerned about damaging the biologicals in the dandelion root with the vodka or with boiling water?
Not that we know of. This has never been proven, to my knowledge, to be of a harm. I just don't like the taste of the alcohol tincture.
Okay.
And the dandelion tea, by the way, is quite good. It tastes just as good as English breakfast.
And do you suggest we consider adding honey to it, or just drink it plain?
Well, I don't care for the honey in it. It tastes pretty good to me. It's quite good, in fact. Just plain, no honey.
Okay.
But
next,
I suppose you need honey.
Okay. Okay. Logical progression of this is I'm thinking back to my mom back in the '60s, and she would, if she were making broccoli, she would save the broccoli juice, put it in the refrigerator, and that would be a beverage, where some people might, drink sweetened tea or something like that. She would just have broccoli juice in the refrigerator. Is this something that we could drink as a beverage? Making...
Oh, absolutely. Excellent. Interestingly, one of my favorites this summer, I've had the best crop of lettuce throughout the summer I've ever had. And one of my favorites is to put a handful of lettuce into a blender with some apple juice and drink that. The lettuce apple juice is really delicious.
I'm going to have to try that. Kyle, your thoughts on any of the things that we've been discussing, dandelion roots, kale, so forth?
Yeah, it's just something that, I think ought to be over on the front page of every medical journal there is, and I think it's rather ironic because, like I mentioned last week, that people are trying to kill this stuff off, and I'll bet you probably 10% of the people that are trying to kill it off so hard have got cancer, and it's growing right in their front yard. The possible cure to their disease, I told my wife, I said, what a dichotomy, it's ironic that we have so much of this stuff around growing. And I mean, I know when we pull it in the spring, because we'll get dandelions that grow around here like crazy, and we pull it all in the spring, we pull a lot of it, I should say, and you can't kill it off. And we'll throw it to the ducks and the chickens, and they eat it like they're dying to get it.
Mm-hmm. As you're saying this, Kyle, I was thinking about a product that, when I was growing up back in the East Coast, back in the '60s, we had a neighbor, and our neighbor had the best looking lawn in the entire neighborhood. I mean, his lawn was number one in terms of what it looked like. Golf course, perfect. And right next to his lawn was our lawn. And our lawn, now he used Scott's brand weed and feed. Those dandelions, they didn't stand a chance. Right next to his lawn was our lawn with all these yellow dandelions in it, right? If his was number one, ours was number 100 in terms of the way it ranked in terms of golf course type lawn. But my mom had a tool, which I still have, which is like this long shafted thing with a V fork on the end, which was a dandelion root device. And you stick this in the ground on a slight angle, and you push it into the ground, and you can lift out the dandelion. So we had dandelion salads, dandelion wine, dandelion, dandelion, dandelion. And my mom outlived our neighbors. And so did my dad. So there really is something to this, Kyle. And I'm going to do some more research as well. And I was thinking that a great person to have on the air to talk about how to make some of these dandelion items and foods would be Kyle and Sharon from Montana, your roommate. What do you think?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, we'd be glad to do whatever, Vince. It's great.
Yeah.
I really do enjoy having Dr. Sheely on here on Mondays and the questions and stuff that come up. And it's like, it's pretty amazing, Dr. Sheely. And this is just not to toot your own horn, but a guy that has so much knowledge as you have and studied as much as you have, and yet you take new ideas faster than probably anyone I have met. That's pretty cool. I'll hang up and let you guys finish up the program later, but thanks again, you guys.
Well, hey, I'm really grateful for having been introduced to that. I knew dandelion leaves were good, but now I know about the roots, and I'm drinking 3 cups a day of dandelion root tea.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I try to use the commercial breaks productively. Now, I know I should be listening to the commercials, but I can't always do that. So sometimes I have to leave the studio during the commercial breaks, and I couldn't help it. What Kyle mentioned and Dr. Shealy mentioned, and we're discussing the dandelion roots, I was thinking about our neighbor on the East Coast, and I thought of, you know, our lawn and his lawn and how they didn't compare. And then I thought, wait a minute. I've got right around the front yard of our house, there's several acres, and we've had some bottle calves who have been neglected by their moms. And so we've been raising these bottle calves right in our front yard. Dr. Shirley, we went through that field when we were training on, plinking here at the farm.
Exactly.
You and our son. Yeah. Well, that field has been fertilized organically for years, period. That's it. And so the calves have been on it, and since it's rained, we have a great crop of dandelions. Well, better than that is that we have these dandelion seed heads. They look like lollipops. So after the broadcast, I'm going to run out there, and I'm going to collect these seed heads, and I'm going to save them. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to plant dandelions in our garden, okay? Dandelions. Dr. Shealy, who else would do that, right? Except U.S.
Make it a lot easier US to harvest.
Yeah. Who else would do that besides USA Prepares? Dr. Shealy, Kyle, you know, Vinny, and the rest of us. Who else would plant a garden of dandelions? I mean, it's against everything that we've been taught, right? Get rid of those weeds. Well, my mom's been doing it for a very long time. Kyle, thank you for
eat those weeds.
Well, that's what we tell the cows. We say, look, you know, if you guys eat it, it's not a weed. Okay, and that's how we feel about green things that grow on our farm. If they cows eat it, it's not a weed. But literally, Dr. Shealy, I'm going to gather these seeds, I'm going to save them, and I'm going to grow them in our garden. And then I'm going to make dandelion tea. I really am. As well, heck, it is so darn good for us. It's hard to see why we wouldn't want to have dandelion tea, right? According to what I've read, it strengthens bones. It's enriched with minerals such as iron, zinc, magnesium, calcium. It detoxifies the body, helps with weight loss. I don't quite have that problem. It prevents chronic diseases. It promotes blood circulation. It delays the occurrence of diabetes. It improves digestion, reduces inflammation. And I didn't read the part yet about it increases the IQ 10 points, but that would be the icing on the cake. Because I could sure use an extra 10 points. I'm running on empty.
Oh, no, hardly. That's one thing you are not deficient in.
Dr. Shealy, I am really excited. I mean, I'm hurting myself grinning about this dandelion thing. No kidding. This is... is it good for kidneys? Well, it says it also may prevent bladder cancer in men and women.
That's one of the major cancers that it prevents.
What, Dr. Shealy, what else is dandelion, dandelions, dandelion roots, dandelion tea, dandelion salads, dandelion sandwiches? My mom used to put the dandelion leaves on sandwiches. You know.
Oh, yeah.
She would never eat iceberg lettuce. She'd say, there's no nutrition in iceberg lettuce. You know, it just looks like lettuce, but it's not worth eating. I think the Great Depression was really good for America in a lot of ways because it brought out the resourcefulness in a lot of families. Because my grandmother, who raised my mother and her brothers, had a garden that was, you know, as good as any. I mean, it was really good. Wood ashes and all that. So that's what's on our front yard, our front field, I should say. And that's what's in our garden. I'm really looking forward to this, Dr. Shealy. I'll let you know how it turns out. Kyle, thanks so much for your contribution and getting us started. And maybe next week we can talk about people who have had transplants and may get the diseases of the donors. Don't think about that, class. So be careful. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thank you, Dr. Shealy.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.